Bonjour, this is Anton Troyer, and you are listening to Anishinaabe Na Jimon, Minnesota's Tribal Voice. I have been working with a number of people throughout the Bemidji region on an effort at truth and reconciliation. And sometimes people want to know what truth and reconciliation is all about. In some countries like South Africa and Canada, there have been truth and reconciliation commissions, and those efforts have often revolved around a political mandate. There was a law passed in Canada and a formal apology issued in Canada for the treatment of Indigenous people in residential boarding schools. And they set up kind of almost a court-like environment where people would testify about their experiences and even offer to reconcile the negative experiences through political action. In Bemidji, we don't have anything like that. Our effort is entirely grassroots, and what we have are concerned citizens who simply want to find a way to get along and acknowledge that racial tensions have sometimes been high in this community and that the history of race relations hasn't always been pretty, and that we want to make things better and provide opportunities for everybody, regardless of their race, to ask questions and get meaningful answers instead of an angry rebuke. At the same time, we acknowledge that there are some ongoing issues in our community, and we don't simply want to address perceptions that people have. We want to address the realities that are out there. And we know that there are horrible inequities in our country around economics, race. Nobody wants to have a Ferguson or Baltimore level, racial incident or experience here. At the same time, we want to create opportunities for everybody to get along, understand one another, and make the next 500 years a lot better than the last 500 years. So far, we've had a couple of big meetings, and we didn't even put out a public call, but lots of people showed up. There was great representation from a lot of different segments of society with our first meeting, where we were asking, do we need truth and reconciliation in Bemidji? And the resounding answer was yes. And then the follow-up question was, what would a meaningful truth and reconciliation effort look like? A lot of people had different ideas. Some of the local faith community members were really interested in having an interfaith conversation. The Methodist Church in Hackensack wanted to make a statement of atonement, and we had to have a great conversation about what would that mean. Not just a get-out-of-guilt-free card, but a really meaningful conversation about what do you do to atone. If we recognize that there was something negative that happened in the past, and we don't just want to beat people up for the sins of their ancestors, how do we do something different? Because ultimately, just talking about it's not enough. We also have to have our eye on how do we still have inequities? And even though most people, I think, would have a problem with intentionally keeping somebody down simply because of their race or their gender or their veteran status or anything else, we have a system that inadvertently and often unintentionally does that. And so we've tried to create some safe space where we can have conversations around that. And at this point in time now, there's a planning group for Truth and Reconciliation. It meets monthly at Bemidji State University. If anyone else wants to be part of the planning team, you're welcome to come to meetings. And then there's a big group that's going to be meeting quarterly now. And oftentimes there, we have so much engagement that we're breaking into groups. So some are focusing on law enforcement, courts, policing. Another group's focusing on interfaith communication. Another one is focusing on different dimensions of education because that's such a big piece. One is community outreach education. So we are right here in between three large Indian reservations, and most people who live here don't know a lot about the history of those communities. A lot of people don't even know that the town of Bemidji was part of the Leech Lake Indian Reservation. And I think an opportunity to raise greater awareness around that is something that a lot of people are looking for. And meaningful information. People want to know about the history of their backyard. And so we often break into groups that are a little more focused. And we've had great interaction from people who are involved in police and courts and law enforcement, both, you know, the Bemidji Sheriff's Department and the city. Also, the Leech Lake Tribe in particular has been pretty actively involved in both law enforcement and courts. And so there's been a great conversation there. I think all of those are things that we anticipate growing, and a lot of people are really interested in doing more. Anyone can come, anyone can participate, no special training needed. It's friendly and safe and free, with an effort to reconcile feelings and provide safe space for a courageous conversation where people can ask whatever they want to ask. I really believe that the key to being successful at truth and reconciliation is not to have me walk in and say, here's what we need to do. Let's go get some buy-in for that. But ultimately, the process that we embark upon is really the solution. We have to build and sustain those relationships.
This has been a part of Area Voices. Area Voices, telling the arts, cultural, and historical stories of northern Minnesota. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.